too. And I must say it was a funny sensation, not being used to having wings. We thought at first that we'd try to return to the spot where we'd fallen through from the top of the earth. But that was impossible. By now, the Mangaboos had joined with the gargoyles, who surprisingly enough had grown another set of wings. And both the vegetable people and the wooden gargoyles were right below us, just waiting for us to land. So we had no choice except to fly up to the next highest mountain and go into another cave. This one was even darker than the other one. In fact, it was so dark that even the wizard admitted he couldn't see his bag of tricks. There was only one of us who could see. So naturally, we all turned to Eureka.
Well, what is it?
You can see in the dark.
Of course I can see in the dark.
Well?
Well, what?
Well, tell us what you see.
I can go around asking my help after a while. You've been neglected me.
Oh, poor Eureka. I'm sorry. Here, I'll catch you. Then tell us what you see.
All right. It's the wolf magic.
Oh, what is it? What do you see?
We're in a cave with some horrible creatures. I simply can't describe them. Their eyes are like tigers. Their mouths are like cold couples. They're very ugly. Uglier than gargoyles.
Huh. That's no way to talk about your fellow dragons.
Dragons?
Mother says we're the prettiest, loveliest children she's ever had. So I think you might apologize.
What for?
Well, I'm sure you're no prettier than we are. Mother says no other dragonettes could be any prettier.
But we're not dragonettes, we're human.
Human? You mean people?
That's right.
Oh, in that case, we shall have to eat you.
What?
Brothers. Sisters, come here, look. Luscious, lovely little people. My. We haven't had any people in a long time.
Wizard, did you hear that?
Yes, I'm thinking.
Don't let them frighten you, Dorothy. They can't do a thing as long as we stay on this side of the cave. Their tails are tied together and they can't move.
Shucks, I shouldn't have said that. You wait till Mother returns. She'll untie our tails and let us eat you. She only tied them together so we couldn't get into mischief while she's out hunting for food. Now just think, when she gets back, we'll be able to tell her that we found our own food.
Well, that would be fine, but I don't think we'll stay until your mother gets back. Wizard?
I'm coming.
Zeb, Jim, Eureka?
I'm coming.
Oh, dear, not a moment too soon. Well, listen, what's that?
We went to Dorothy. The Mangaboos have joined the gargoyles and the mother dragon. Now they're all coming into the cave. Back. Oh, it's no use. We're trapped. Get in.
Wizard, what time is it?
Now, that isn't the silliest question.
No, I'm serious. If it's anywhere near 4 o'clock, we can be saved. Every day at exactly 4 o'clock, Ozma looks at her magic picture. And if I'm in trouble, she'll save me.
Who's Ozma?
Ozma is the princess who rules over the land of Oz, Zeb, and a very good friend of mine.
I wonder if it's 4 o'clock.
When you hear the next musical note, it will be exactly 59 minutes and 50 seconds after 3 o'clock.
Lucky I brought my radio with me.
Then, Wizard, if there are 60 minutes in an hour and 60 seconds in a minute, we have only to wait...
I know. 10 seconds until Ozma looks at the magic picture and saves us.
The longest 10 seconds I ever spent in my life. 9, 8, 7, 6... Oh, hurry, Ozma, hurry! 4, 3, 2, 1, now! That's funny, nothing happened.
A fine time not to look at a picture.
No, listen. It's the magic picture music. It's Ozma. She's coming closer.